Page 35. 3. Listening and strategies. It's an issue. A. Discuss the sentences. Do you agree? Then listen to a conversation. Which sentence best summarizes the main topic of the discussion? Check the box.
Did you know traffic accidents are the biggest cause of death in teens? It's not surprising, really, though. They're allowed to drive at such a young age. We really shouldn't let kids drive till they're 21. Even then, you can't be sure they'll be safe.
True, but it's easier said than done, too. A lot of kids pressure their parents. Some of the kids I know just pestered their parents, you know, to let them start driving as soon as they turn 16. Having said that, some parents encourage their kids to drive, too. You know, I guess parents get so tired of driving their kids around, they feel like they've done enough of being a taxi service, and they think that kids are legally old enough to drive, so...
Yeah, they're legally old enough, but even so, I think it's too young. Young drivers take too many risks.
I know. They get so easily distracted by their friends and music and stuff. Really, it's terrifying. And you read all these stories. You even hear of kids texting at the wheel. Then again, adult drivers do that too, so you can't say it's just young people.
I know. It's such a dangerous thing to do. You can't believe they do it. Just irresponsible. But you know, it must be hard for parents when their kids want to do things that they feel they're not ready for.
Oh, without a doubt. Like my friend's daughter is 9, and she wants a cell phone, which is ridiculous at that age. She's wearing makeup and stuff, you know, trying to be grown up. Her friends all do too, but it's causing a lot of problems.
Yeah, a lot of my friends have stories about their kids growing up too fast. But then thinking about it, I guess we cause problems for our parents too.
You mean like hanging around in malls and staying out too late? Yeah, I guess it's just part of growing up, doing stuff your parents don't like.
Yeah, we push the boundaries too. Even so, I wasn't so bad. In fact, I think I was good most of the time. I only got into trouble a couple of times. I think I was an easy kid to raise. Having said that, though, my mom probably wouldn't agree.
Yeah. With my 2 coming up to 11 and 13, I'm beginning to sympathize with my mom and see what she used to go through. But then, thinking about it, my mom didn't worry so much about us. Not like we do about our kids.
That's true. They didn't care if we rode bikes without helmets and things like that. Maybe we all just worry too much.